Chapter 5, Taming the Tongue. Bridled to Build. Both scripture and experience teach us that our tongues can be deadly weapons. This small part of our body can cause great damage in our own lives and in the lives of others. However, we must not neglect to note another side to our speech. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Just as the tongue can be used as a weapon producing death, so it can also be used as a means of imparting life. It can be an instrument of healing rather than a weapon for killing, a tool for construction rather than an implement for demolition. The tongue has great power, but that power can be used for good as well as evil. We find three fundamental elements in the effective use of any instrument or tool. First, we must gain mastery over the tool so that it will serve us as we desire. The skilled artist has total control over his brush, the surgeon over his scalpel, the carpenter over his saw. Second, we must have a clear vision of the goal we are trying to attain, the work we want to do with the tool. Third, we must know how to use the tool to reach the goal we seek. Our tool may be the best in the world, but without mastery, vision, and wisdom, it will be of limited value to us. These three fundamental elements also apply to our use of the tongue. If our tongues are to be fruitful for God, then we must gain firm control over them, learn what He wants us to accomplish through them, and acquire practical knowledge on how the job is done. At that point, our speech can begin to bear fruit worthy of God and His kingdom.